proclamation number 4995 dated the November 6, 1950. The father's concern for his children. Childship to God. All human beings are my children and I take hold of all of them with the same love. Because my love for my living creations can never stop and knows no exception. And yet, innumerable people are still so far away from me that they no longer feel the strength of my love. Nevertheless, if they own free will because they turn away from me and the rays of my love can only touch a receptive heart. Hence they are like children who have left the father's house, who moved to faraway places because they thought they could do without the father's love. I want to win these children back again because my love yearns for them and because I also know that, outside the father's house, they live in adversity and misery. Since I know my children and their disastrous state, which is their fate as long as they are separated from me, I try to regain them and will invite their love until they are my own again, until they are blissfully happy in the Father's arms. Nevertheless, an infinitely long time may pass by before I reach my goal. However, I am forbearing and patient, and my love knows no bounds. What I don't achieve soon I will achieve later, but sooner or later even the lost child will have found its way back, if only after an endlessly long time. I will achieve my goal for certain. However, as long as they are distant from me, my living creations must still suffer indescribably, and therefore I try to shorten their state of suffering by using every means to break down their obstinacy and by revealing myself to them as the most loving father, but always bearing free will in mind, which they must keep as my true children in order to become perfect. They shall attain the childship to God and become akin to me in everything. As true children they shall come into the Father's inheritance and create at and shape with me in eternal happiness. Only on earth can the souls achieve the goal of maturing into my true children. They are set the highest and most glorious goal. Yet, how little it is striven for by people to whom Roman 1, as Father, want to prepare the most glorious fate. In the past they became enslaved by my adversary and allowed themselves to be influenced by him, and this situation of bondage must first be severed by them before they can be accepted into the Father's house. They must renounce this world which is his realm. That is, they should not desire the attractions and pleasures of this material world but must direct their will towards me and, like lost children, yearn for paternal protection and paternal love. Then I will come to meet them in order to show them the way which leads them safely back to me, back into the Father's house. One day every soul will return to me, yet my love tries to shorten the time of distance from me, because it is a time without bliss, a time of spiritual darkness and of weakness. And since I love all my living creations, I also approach all people so that they will learn to recognize their Father and submit to his will. But someone who nevertheless opposes me will not be forced by me. However, he prepares a burdensome fate for himself. He deprives himself of heavenly blissfulness. He forsakes precious treasures for the sake of transient earthly possessions. And he will still remain separated from me for an endless time and will thus be controlled by my adversary, yet always because of his own fault. Amen.